B'siyata d'shmaya maseches megillah daf chof. We're going to start 11 lines from the top of the Omid. We saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'kotten. Rabbi Yehuda allowed a kotten to read the Megillah and be mitzi others. Says the Gemara. Tanya we saw in the Braisa Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, I have proof that a kotten can be mitzi with Megillah. Kotten or yisi, I was a kotten. V'korision, I read the Megillah. On the bima, l'mailo mirab tarfin uzkenim belud. And Reb Tarfon and the elders of Lud, in the Beis Medrash at the time, they heard the Megillah from me. Omruloi, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein mevim raya min hakotten. Even though now you're a godel, but since you're giving edus about something that supposedly happened when you were a kotten, we're not mekabel edus. The Gemara now brings another braisa, Tanya, Omer Rebbe, kotten o yisi v'korisio, lemailom Rebbe Yehuda. I, Rebbe, read the Megillah when I was a kotten, and Rebbe Yehuda was listening. Omruloi, the Chachomim said, Ein mevim raya min hamatir. It's not a wonder that Rabbi Yehuda was listening to you and didn't stop you reading for him, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's kosher for a kotten to be mitzi others. But the Chachomim argue with Rabbi Yehuda, and the fact that Rabbi Yehuda wasn't the one that was moicha is not a raya that that's the halacha. Asks the Gemara, v'leim rulei ein mevim raya min hakotten. Why didn't the Chachomim say to Rebbe that the reason that they cannot accept his edus is not because the person he was reading for when he was a kotten was the matir, was Rabbi Yehuda, but because Rebbe himself was a kotten at the time? Says the Gemara, Chada v'oid ka'omrulei. They actually intended and meant both reasons. Chada, one reason we can't accept your edus, to kotno yisa, you were a child at the time. V'oid, another reason, afilu gadla yisa, ein mevim raya min amatir, even if you would be being made that as a gadol, you saw a kotten reading in front of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda wasn't meicha, that's not a raya, because Rabbi Yehuda is the matir. Says the Mishnah, Ein koirin es ha-megillah, the Megillah that has to be read in the day, cannot be read, v'loi molin, nor can one do bris milah on a boy, v'loi toivlin, and a tomei meis, or a zov, or those that the halacha is that they have to toivl on the seventh day, v'loi mazin, and sprinkling from the water and the ashes of the paraduma on itami meis, v'chein shemeres yoim keneged yoim. In the halachas of ziva, if a woman saw one day b'yimei zivasa, then she has to make sure the next day is completely clean, and on that next day she has to tovel. All these have to be done by day and cannot be done atre tonet tzachama, before nets. V'chulon she'osu misha'ol amud ha'shachar. If b'di'evet they were done from amud ha'shachar, which is before nets, kosher they're kosher, since from alois ha'shachar it's already called yoim. It's only because there are many who are not bekiyim and they don't know exactly when alois is that the Chachomim said, wait till nets. But if you know that you did it after alois ha'shachar, they were yoitza. That's how Rashi, over here Megillah, and the Rosh in the first Perek and Brochus understand this Mishnah. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah and Brochus, they hold that l'katchila, one should not do it after Alois, even if it's clear that it's after Alois. Says the Gemara, Minolon, from where do we know that the reading of the Megillah is a din, has to be b'yoim? Says the Gemara, D'omakro, it says in Megillas Esther, V'hayomim ho'ile nizkorim v'nasim. And the word v'hayomim means b'yoim in the day, yes, b'layla, no. You cannot be yaitza, the second kriya of Megillah, in the night. Asks the Gemara, leima teva tyufta, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, chayev odom likrois es ha-Megillah b'layla u'leshenoiso b'yoim. If you're bringing me proof from the Pasuk that Megillah has to be read v'hayomim, and yomim you said was only day, maybe there's only ever a chiyuv to read the Megillah by day and not by night at all. Contrary to what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, you have to read the Megillah by night as well. Says the Gemara, no. Kikatoni, the Mishnah that's speaking about the time of reading the Megillah, Adoyoyim, is only talking about the second Kriya, which is the one that has to be done in the day. And that's besides for the Megillah that you read by night. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that Bris Milah may not be done before it is certainly day. Says the Gemara, Dechsiv, since it says in the Pasuk, Ubayoyim hashmini yimel basar olasoy, that Milah has to be done, Bayoyim. continues the Gemara, that we saw in the Mishnah, v'loi tovlin, v'loi mazin, the tefillah, or the hazar must be done when it's definitely day. Tachsiv, it says in the Pasuk, v'hizor ha-tohir al-atomi b'yoyim ha-shlishi u-b'yoyim ha-shvi, v'chit'oi b'yoyim ha-shvi, the hazoyis have to be done by day. V'iskash tefillah la-hazor, we compare the tefillah mentioned at the end of the Pasuk, v'rochat b'mayim, is compared to hazor mentioned at the beginning of the Pasuk. And in the same way as hazois have to be done by day, so too a hekesh, the tvilois, have to be done by day. Continues the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah, v'chein shemeres yoim keneged yoim loy titvoil achetoni tachamo v'chulei. Asks the Gemara, pshita, l'chayra, this din is poshut, maishno shemeres yoim keneged yoim mikol chai v'tvilois. In the same Mishnah we saw that tvilois have to be done in the day. One of the tvilois is a shemeres yoim keneged yoim. Why is it singled out? Answers the Gemara, Itzchirch, I need to single out Shemeres Yoim. Selkadai techamin, I might have thought. Tehevei kira'iya rishoino shel zov. The first ri'iya of a zova, which is what makes her Shemeres Yoim keneged Yoim, is compared to the ri'iya rishoino of a zov. Uri'iya rishoino shel zov is kashle balkeri, is compared to the tomb of a balkeri. Dechsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Zois toiras hazov, v'ashateite mimenu sheikh vazera. So you see that the ri'a rishayna of a zov is compared to keri. Ma balkeri toivil b'yoim, hay nami litvil b'yoim. I might have thought that in the same way as a balkeri can toivil on the same day that he became tomei, and in the evening he's completely tohir, with hair of shemesh, so too a zov with the Ri'iya Rishayna can tovel on the day that he saw the Ziva. And we may have thought that Shemeres Yoim should have the same din as the Ri'iya Rishayna of Ezov. And that's why the Mishnah has to single out to say to us that the Ri'iya Rishayna of Ezov is not the same as the Ri'iya Rishayna of Ezov. And she can only tovel the next day. Asks the Gemara, V'habi Yamama Lo'i Motzi Tavla. It's poshut that she can't tovel on the day she saw the first ri'ya. Dechsiv, it says in the pasuk, kol amishkov asher tishkav olav kol yemei zoiva k'mishkav nidoso yelo. That a zova has the same din as nida, that she has to be shomer the nikiim following the tumah the day later, not on the same day. However, we could have thought that as soon as the day that she saw the Re'iyah is over, at nightfall, she starts her Shemeres Yoim, and then she can tovel. That's why the Mishnah has to say to us that she cannot tovel in the night, she has to tovel the following day. Kiven deboyos sfira, since Shemeres Yoim has a din, Yoim Echot, she has to count a whole day of Taira after she became Tomei, and Sfira be a Mamahi, and counting days is only the day, not the nights. Same as we saw in the Pasuk, V'sofra lo shivas yomim, she can only tovel after the seventh day has started, not in the night of the seventh day. Continues the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah, that V'kulon she'osu me'she'olo amud ha'shachar kosher, all these halachas that have to be done b'yoim, l'katchila one should wait till nets. But if one did it from Alois, the Yoitza. Asks the Gemara Minoanimili, where do we know that Yoim starts from Alois and not from Nates? Omar Rova, do Omar Krov, Ayikra Likim Lo'oir Yoim. Lo'oir Yoim means Lameir Uba Kro'oi Yoim. From the very first point where light starts to rain, that's when Yoim starts, and that's Alois HaShachar. Asks the Gemara, Elomeata, when it says, V'lachishech koro loilo, are you also suggesting that it means, L'machshich ubo koro loilo, from when it very starts getting dark, it's already called night, and that's from Shkia, Hokaimelon, Da'atse Sakichovim, Lav Lailo. We know that regarding night, it's only when it's night proper, which is Tzeisakichovim, not from Shkia Sachamo. So it can't be that this Pasuk is the Makoir that from Alois it's already day, because if so, this Pasuk would also have to be a Makoir that Shkia starts Laila, and that's not true. Ela Omar Abzeira, we have a different Makoir that day starts from Alois. Mehacha, from the Pasuk in Nehemiah that says, V'anachnu oisim b'malocha v'chetzyom machazikim boromochim me'alois ha'shachar atzei sakichovim. They used to start working from Alois HaShachar. V'oimer, and the Pasuk says after that, V'hoyu lonu halaylo mishmor v'hayoyim melocha. The work starts when it's day. Ask the Gemara, Mai V'oimer? Why did Reb Zeira have to bring two psukim? Says the Gemara, v'chitema I might have thought if it would only bring the first posuk that says that they were working from Alois till Tzeis, I might have thought that Misha Ola Amud HaShachar Lav Yomoma. It could be that the day only starts from Netz, not from Alois. U'mechi Arvo Shem Sholaylo, and the truth is that from Shkia it's already night, and not from Tzeis HaKichovim. V'inu, and those that were working, mentioned in the posuk, Mekadmi u'mechashki. They started working before the day, meaning from Alois, and they finished working after nightfall, which was by Tzeis. And that's why Reb Zeira brought the second pasuk to say that their work hours were actually the hours of day, starting from Alois and finishing from Tzeis HaKichovim. Toshema, v'hoyo lonu alaylo mishmor v'ayoyim melocha. That's what that second pasuk is teaching us. Says the Mishnah, Kol hayoyim kosher l'kriyas ha-megillah. Even though zrizin makdim in the mitzvah, someone should use the first opportunity to do a mitzvah. However, the whole day of Purim is kosher to read the Megillah. U'l'kriyas ha-halil, on the days that there's a chiyuv to read halil, the whole day is kosher. V'l'tkiyas shofar, u'l'netilas lulav, u'l'tfilas ha-musafin. Ula musafin, being makriv the korbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, on the days that there was a korban musaf, ula vidui haporim, when a kohen gadol does an avera b'shogeg, a type of avera that b'mezid would be koros, he doesn't bring a regular korban chatos, he brings a par kohen mashiach, or if the whole tzibur did such an avera b'shogeg, consequent to a mistaken psak given by the Beis Din, then they have to bring a korban called par helam dovar shel tzibur, and they had to do vidui on these korbonos, and it had to be done by day. The whole day was kosher. Ulevidui meiser, after doing biur meisers, taking out all the trumas and meisers from the home and giving it to the kohen, to the levi, or to the oni, on the heir of Pesach of the 7th year of Shemitah and the 4th year of Shemitah. And then they would say the psukim bi'arti hakodesh min habayis. That has to be done by day. Ulevidui b'yom kippurim, when the kohen gadol has to do vidui on yom kippur, on the par that the kohen gadol would bring, and on the soyer hamishtaleach. Lesmicha, doing smicha on a korban before the shechita. Leshechita, or shechting all the korbanos. Litnufa, the lifting of the mincha so'imer on the 16th of Nisan, and the lifting of the choze of the korbanos shlomim, the parts that were given to the kohen. Lehagosha, bringing the korbanos mincha to the corner of the ma'ariv dorim of the mizbeach. Likmitza, doing kmitza from the korbanos mincha, taking a fistful of the flour that was going to be put onto the mizbeach. Ulehaktora, and being maktir the koimetz on the mizbeach. Lemelika, which is instead of shechting oifois in the Beis HaMikdash, they did melika. Ulekabola, and being mekabel the dam of the korbanos after shechita. Ulehazoya, doing the zrikas adam of all the korbanos. Ulehashkoyas soita, giving a woman who's a soita, suspected of doing an avera, she had to drink the waters. Ulearifas ha'egla, when a person was found murdered and they don't know who murdered him, then the rabbonim of the closest town would do an egla arufa. Ulataras ha-metzera, after metzera becomes healed, and he has to bring the two birds, and the eight eres, the shni toilas, and the ezev, and the kohen has to shecht one of the birds, and there's a whole process that follows that. All that has to be done in the day. Continues the Mishnah, kol ha-layla kosher l'ktzira sa'ime, they would cut the new tvua for the oimer on the Motzei Yontav Rishon of Pesach in the night, and they were allowed to do that the whole night. Ulehektor chalovim ve'ivorim, those korbonis that were shechted and nizrak domom in the day, but they didn't have time to imaktir the chalovim ve'ivorim, they were allowed to do that at night. Zeh haklal, the rule is, dovro shemitzvosei bayoim, kosher kol hayoim, any mitzvah that the time to do it is by day, the whole day is kosher, v'dovro shemitzvosei balaylo, kosher kol halaylo. Says the Gemara, Minolon, what's the makir that the zman of Kriyas Megillah is by day? Says the Gemara, Do makra, Vayomim ha'ele nizkorim v'nasim, l'zechira, which is the Kriyas HaMegillah, has to be done v'hayomim, on the day. L'kriyas ha'halil, how do we know that halil has to be said by day? D'chsiv, it says in halil, Mimizrach shemesh ad mevoyei, muhulol shem Hashem. Praising Hashem is similar to the cycle of the sun, and the sun is up only by Yom. Rav Yosef Omer, Zeh Hayom Oso Hashem, from the Pasuk that says that the Hillel has to be said on Zeh Hayom in the day. L'netilas Lulav, how do we know that Lulav has to be done in the day? D'chsivu l'kachtem l'chem b'yom horishayin. The Pasuk stresses it has to be done by Yom. L'tkias Shefer, d'chsiv Yom Truo Yelochem. L'musofin, d'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Eile Moyade Hashem Ashetikro Yisom Mikroi Kodesh Lahakriv Ishel Hashem Oilo Min Chozevach Unusochim Dvar Yoim B'Yoim Oy, that Akrobas HaMusof has to be in the day. Ulitfilas HaMusofin Kamusofin Shavir Rabbonon. The Chachomim that said that you have to daven Musof said you have to daven Musof at the same time as the Korban Musof could be brought. Ulovidui Porim, how do we know that the vidui on the Porim have to be done by day? Deyolif kaporo kaporo miyema kipurim. In the parish of Par Helam Dovor Shel Tzibur it says, V'chiper oleena akoin. By the Par Koin Godlanim Kippur it says, V'chiper badu bad besoi. In the same way as the kaporo of Yom Kippur, which is a vidui, is only kosher in the day, the Tanya, as it says in the Braisa Gabiyema Kippurim, V'chiper badu bad besoi, V'kaporas dvorim hakosav medaber. It's talking about vidui. The kapara biyamamuhu, and we know that the kapara consequent to this pariyema kipurim was in the day dechsiv, as it says in the pasuk, ki bayoyim azay yechaper aleichem. In the same way as the kapara of Yom Kippur, which was with a vidui, was only in the day, so too the vidui of par helam dovor is only in the day. Ulvidui maisar, how do we know that vidui maisras have to be in the day? Dechsiv v'omarto lifnei Hashem elikecho biarti hakodesh min habayis. V'somich lei, the end of the parash of the vidui, the pasuk says, Hayoyim hazeh Hashem elikecho mitzavcho. And from the smichos apsukim, we see that vidui maisar has to be done by day. Lismicho v'lishchito. How do we know that the smicha on a korban and shchitas a korban have to be in the day? Dechsiv v'somach es yode al reish korbanoi v'shochat oisai lifnei el moed. We compare the smicha to the shchita. Uchsiv bo b'shchita, and by shchita it says b'yoyim zivchachem, that the korban is shechted in the day. In the same way as shchita is by day, so too the smicha is in the day. V'litnufa, how do we know that tnufa has to be in the day? Dechsiv, it says by the korban oimer, v'asisem b'yoyim manifchem es oimer. You see that tnufa is in the day. And we learn out from the tnufa of the Minchas Omer to all the other tnufos that they can only be done in the day. Ulahagosha, how do we know that bringing the menochos to the corner of the mizbeach has to be in the day? Deiskash litnufa. There's a hekesh to tnufa dechsiv lokach hakoyen miyado isha es minchas haknois. Veheinifes hamincho lifnei Hashem vehikriv oiso el hamizbeach. And since in the same psukim is mentioned the Vahenif and the Vahikriv meaning the Hagosha, the same way as the Tnufa is Bayoim, so too the Hagosha has to be Bayoim. Ulumlika, Vlikmitza, Ulaktoro, Ulhazoya, how do we know they all have to be Bayoim? Tchsiv it says, Bayoim Tzavoises, Bnei Yisrael, Lahakrivet Korbaneim Lashem. We see from here that everything to do with the Hakrova of the Korban has to be Bayoim, including all these Avoides. Ulashkoya soita, how do we know that one has to give the soita to drink in the day? Asya toira toira. It's a gzera shova. Ksiv hoche, it says by soita, v'oso lo akoyin es kol atoira hazois. Uchsiv hosom, and it says by mishpot, al pi hatoira shiyerucho, v'ala mishpot ashiyoim rulucho tase. Ma mishpot bayoim, in the same way as we know that mishpot is only bayoim, and this is learnt out from other psukim, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Flamed Daled Amud Beis, Af Kan So To Soita Bayoim, it's only in the day. Kan So To Soita Bayoim, it's only in the day. Kan So To Soita Bayoim, it's only